Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you today. It's going to be a short show today, but it's going to be a great show. There's just some stuff that kind of happened before the show, but so I precursor that in advance. It is going to be a short show, but it'll be a fun-filled show. So without further ado, I want to say thank you to all the listeners that have been tuning into the show and for all the years. I just want to say thank you. I get all the nice comments and emails you send, and I just always grateful and appreciative of all you guys' listenership. But if you want to see a lot more or hear a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the song we're going to be playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, who's going to be coming into the studio, Valerie Pascal, go to our Facebook page, which is at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. Last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's Tyrone Tan over on Twitter. That's TyroneTan as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then if you really want to hit me up on Instagram, thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan Official on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, if you want to do that. That's Tyrone Tan over on Threads. And then last but not least, if you really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So we're just going to jump right into it. I know the guest was kind of running a little late, but again, we're going to have a great show. She was on the show before, and she's all the way, I believe, from Canada, if I recall. And then so we're going to be debuting her new song here. But before that, like I said, we're just going to bring her in. And first off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts. I normally have guest co-hosts on the show, lovely guest co-hosts that have rotated throughout the seasons. And I want to say thank you all for being here. But we don't have a guest co-host tonight. Like I said, we're going to have this great guest on. And we're just going to bring her right in. And then, we're going to try to fulfill you guys with fun, maybe laughter, but great music by her. But again, so she's a dear friend coming all the way from, well, I'll let her tell you where she's from. So we're bringing in, now she's kind of like a, she's a dear friend, and you know, I think we should bring her in. Normally I'll have my guest co-host kind of introduce a way to bring the guest of the hour into the studio. And this one is kind of like I would say she's like a princess-esque type of person. She's a very lovely, beautiful human being. And so I thought I'd bring her in a very traditional way, maybe in on the Cinderella-esque carriage, so I'll try to make her feel special. So here she comes. She's got a lot of fans out there. So I'm going to just bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. And here she comes into the studio. Again, she is a pop singer. Valerie Pascal, as well as she's also an actress as well. So I'm just gonna on the count of three, we're gonna open up that studio door, and I'm gonna whistle in on the horses that are gonna bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Okay, here we go. Open up the door. Here we go. Here she comes. I think she's. I think I see her coming out from with the fans. Okay, here she comes in. Uh oh. Here she comes into the studio. Yeah, she's waving to all the fans. They're throwing roses at her. They're smiling. They're, stopping for selfies, autographs. Here she comes. Coming down off her Cinderella S carriage. Okay. Oh, she signed more autographs. They're throwing roses at her. I don't know if she's taken, guys. I don't know. Okay, here she is. Here she comes into the studio. My dear friend, pop artist, actress, Valerie Pascal. Welcome back, Valerie Pascal, to StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome back, Valerie Pascal.
Wow, what an entrance.
Wow,
I,
you know.
I think I got a rose stuck in my hair.
Yeah, well, cool.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back, Valerie.
Thank you for having me again, Tyrone.
No problem. We got to kind of like, unfortunately, we're not going to have that much time. But
it's the horses.
Yeah.
They took a while downtown LA.
So I know, yeah. Like you said, we precursor the show with the audience. Things happen in LA and traffic and all that stuff. But, running a little late, but hey, you know, we'll make do what we got. And hopefully we'll the audience will still enjoy a little tidbit about you if they haven't got to hear you before on. But also, if you want to hear or more about Valerie Pascal, I'm sure she's got some websites and social medias that she could talk about. But then what we want to do is at least get to promote her song.
Yes.
And then hopefully maybe we'll have her back and then we could talk more longer again. So let's, for the audience that maybe let's get right into it, Valerie Pascal. So for those that didn't hear the last show that you were on, because you were a couple years ago.
It was right before COVID hit.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a while back. So, so for those that maybe missed that show, or maybe you could tell the audience, we always like to start off with this hard hitting question.
Oh.
Here we go. Did you get the memo? The hard hitting question is: were you born and raised?
Oh, there we go. So I was born and raised in Thetford Mines. So it's a small city in Canada, Quebec, mm-hmm. So the French part of Quebec. Then until 14, I was there, raised more on a Farmville section. Then I moved to Montreal, so the big city in Quebec. Mm-hmm. And then I went to LA finally. But I was born and raised in Quebec, Canada.
Oh, now did you know growing up you always wanted to be a music artist? Because I know you also act as well.
Yes.
Or the entertainment?
Yeah, well, I always wanted to perform, that's for sure. The spotlight is fun, but I'm good in school, but I was not the best in school, and I felt like I was always entertaining my classmates with whatever I could find, and I didn't want to be a comedian, that's for sure. I was not that good, but as a singer actor, I got my spotlight at 14. Secondaire spectacle, we call it, so it's the high school show.
Okay.
And I won an award from the judges.
Wow.
And yeah, that since then it gave me the fire to move to Montreal and then go on with that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then that's what made you decide to go to, let's say, Montreal?
Because there's a lot of talent in Thetford Mines, but it's a small city and the opportunities are not around the farm, sadly.
Yeah.
So a lot of people move from Thetford Mines to the big city and
got it.
More opportunities. My dad was still lives there with my other brothers and sisters.
Okay, and were they supportive getting into the industry or?
Well, not at first for sure. So my the side of my mother took a while to get along with my career. My dad's side, some agree, some don't.
Really, this day.
Oh, to this day.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think it's a struggle a lot of artists go through. Mm-hmm. I think we hear a lot of that, and you know, it's your family, but you create your own.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you know, like you, I met you in LA. Coming to LA helped me build my real circle of friends that dream big, work hard, hustle, and that's where I fit in.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like, no, I know when I first met you, it was kind of cool because I kind of felt like. In my opinion, you were already like a starlet.
I remember you told me that.
Yeah, you there was something about you. You had a magnetic personality. You have a great look that people don't know. They could look you up and then see.
You have
kind of like a package deal, so to speak. And you're also a very sincere person, hence why I think we clicked a little bit more.
You're
very sincere and an honest human being. I think that's kind of one of our
I remember you told me you just turned around and you came straight at me at school and you were like, you know what, this is what I see in you just by how you behave and talk and what you portray. And I told my Antoine, my boyfriend, still to this day, this is one of the best compliments I've had.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. So let's go into jump really quick. So who inspired you to, you know, as an artist, whether it's a musician and or, you know, actor or actress, or who was your first inspiration?
Yes, well, I remember the first time I came on your show, I had different opinions from now and about who inspired me, but obviously Lady Gaga is a big inspiring artist. Yeah, for sure. Beyonce, Doja Cat is cool. I love her, how she dares. Mm-hmm. But these days I've been involved into older generation, like rock stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like who?
I like Elton John. I love Led Zeppelin. I love, the Beatles. I love, AC/DC is one of my biggest.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of Pink Floyd.
And awesome. And we got a little mouse in the corner that just kind of snuck into the studio.
Give
us a what's up to everybody.
What's up, guys, from Montreal? I'm Pascal Boyd's friend, so I'm really excited to be here.
And your name?
Antoine. Antoine Boutin, yeah.
Antoine Boutin. And give a little quick background about yourself, really quick.
Real quick, I'm an actor and model from Montreal, and it's currently my first time in Montreal to LA from Montreal to support Pascal into her two shows, and we're gonna shoot a clip too, so I'm gonna figure that out, and we're pretty excited to be here.
Awesome. Is your first time on the radio here?
Yes, it
awesome.
Is.
Awesome. Okay, well, welcome to Star Sunny Without TV, Indie100.com radio, and UBN.
All right, let's go.
So really quickly, Antoine, I know we're cutting on short. We have probably got a few minutes. It's probably the shortest show I've done in the history of the show. We're trying to explain to the audience again. I mean, we got a little background on her. Yeah. I mean, traffic, it could be a big heartache out here when you're in LA, but we're trying to make do with what little time we have this show. But again, so any social medias for you, Antoine?
You can follow me at Pascal I Am.
He got hacked a few days ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Right before
I'm out. I'm out of Instagram, okay. Unfortunately. But
so your name one more time. So
Antoine Boutin.
Antoine, spell that out for everybody.
A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
And then Boutin?
B-O-U-T-I-N.
Okay, great.
You can add him on Facebook.
All right, check him out. So you'll be like kind of like my guest co-host, so to speak.
Let's go. That's perfect.
For the minimal time we got.
So many surprises today.
Okay, so really quick. So we jump in for your inspirations. Yes. Like you say Lady Gaga.
And some rock stars.
Yeah. Okay, so and then, wow, I'm trying to think of how much time we got. We don't got much time.
We good.
Okay. So listen, we literally probably got like 10 minutes left.
I can come back another day and finish and do the another time
okay,
too.
Okay, so listen. So you got inspired. Then you came from. We met obviously in LA.
Yes.
And then it was great because, like I said, you were I think you were a genuine person that I met. And and it's kind of cool. We kind of hit it off. You came out on the show before, and now you are back because we want to promote your new song. Because the last song you came on, it was "Make Me Feel Alive."
Yeah,
and then
I
that's
know.
Which you have a music video out on that as well.
I do.
And that's the one thing I could say is that all your music so far that I've seen and heard are very like epic-y operatic. It doesn't seem like you did this in this little closet or something. I mean, it was really. I mean, what I'm saying is a compliment because there's some songs I'll hear and it's like you could tell it's like maybe. I don't know, maybe not as greatly produced. I'm not saying all the songs. I'm just saying, but there are some that you could tell. And this one's like, they're all like very big productions and all that kind of good stuff for someone that's an independent artist.
Thank you.
And so I really want to compliment.
Yeah, huge compliment. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about really quickly. So you got to LA and then you started getting into acting. And what was your quick experiences in
there? So LA, I arrived here. I made some friends at school, including you, Tyrone. And then I started going to the karaoke just for fun to get out of my shell. I always wanted to do karaoke, but I knew everyone in Montreal. Well, not everyone, but you know what I mean. And I felt I cared more about what people thought before LA, I guess. And then I just started singing. And the second time I started singing in LA, I got recruited by a manager, and I was super excited, and I just started going to the studio. I had songs written, and then I actually the song we're gonna show today, I actually wrote it here at first in Los Angeles, in Burbank, in my little room, and it took 3 years to finally get on the platform. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about this song. That's where which we normally would talk more about your history, but let's jump around to the song before we lose time, and then we can hopefully still finish up. Yeah. So let's talk about this new song that you just finished. Is it out right now, or if people could check it
out? Yes, it is out right now.
And then is there a music video yet, or no?
No, we're actually in L.A. to film it.
Oh, you're in the music video. Okay, great, great. Yeah. So let's talk about this song, what inspired you to do that, and then we're going to play the song, and then we'll come back and talk. So what's the song called, and what inspired you?
Yes. Yes, so the song is called Dragon.
Okay.
It's in my album called Dragon. So it's the fourth song, and I was super inspired by, I lived many things, so I felt like coming to LA was either, you know, when you lose some scales, you build back up with new scales. So I really felt, coming back from my experiences from LA, I felt really strong, stronger as a woman with everything I've lived. Some of it, you know, Tyrone, and we'll keep that like that. And I'm really proud. So I wanted to make a song about being fierce, being powerful as a woman. And also, it works for all genders as well, but I wrote it as a woman, you know.
Okay. So this is called Dragon. It's kind of cool. That's kind of a cool backstory. So what we're going to do, we're going to have my guest co-host. We didn't really probably get to introduce early, but you're the guest co-host right now, if you're cool with that.
It's an honor, Tyrone. Okay, so, thank you so much.
So the guest co-host, Antoine, you're going to introduce this song, and then we'll be back more with Valerie Pascal. And before that, how could they check out your social medias or websites or anything? Good stuff.
So if you write Pascal on Spotify, I'm there. If you write Pascal on YouTube, so Pascal.
Is it just Pascal?
Just Pascal.
Spell it out.
Pascal, P-A-S-C-A-L-E.
That's P-A-S-C-A-L-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
P-A scale.
Okay. Yeah. P-A scale. Okay, that's a good way to remember
scale.
P-A scale.
Yeah. And on Instagram, it's Pascal I am. Pascal.iam, because Pascal. I am Pascal was taken.
Oh, okay. All right. So my guest co-host, Antoine, do you mind introducing this song? And we'll be back more with Valerie Pascal.
So we'll be playing right now Dragon by Pascal. Enjoy.
All right. So again, that's Dragon by Valerie Pascal, or AKA Pascal.
Let's go.
What do you like better? What do you like?
And honestly, both are good. But
okay.
Pascal was shorter.
Okay. So again, this is Dragon by
Valerie Pascal.
All right. We'll be back more with Valerie Pascal and Antoine, our guest co-host. We're right back here. Here we go, guys.
Enjoy.
All indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
You cheated, what's the point of me breathing? Fire out for no reason. I'm a dragon now for more. I make blood drip and rush, I can use it for blush. I can make you stick in a touch, make you fall in for sure. You cheated, what's the point of me breathing? Fire out for no reason. I'm a dragon. Get a little freaky, go up and down my spine.
muscles sticky, sticky. Go down and have a taste. Oh, I'm looking amazed. Say that one for me in my ear. Say that one more time. What's wrong? Falling in line. Bend the knee. Say you are mine.
All right, that was Dragon by Valerie Pascal. We are back in the studio with my guest co-host, actor
Antoine Boutin,
and my guest of the hour,
Valerie Pascal.
All right, well, good stuff.
Thank you.
So that's awesome. So how could they check out that song?
Yeah, so it's on Spotify. You just write Pascal, Dragon, and it should pop up right away.
And also let me know, email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. If you like that song, that again, that's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Let me know. Again, that's called Dragon by Valerie Pascal, and that's Pascale.
Yes.
Excuse me. So cool. And then they could check it out on Spotify. You guys are right now in LA from Canada shooting the music video.
Yes.
Cool. And then do you know what that music video is going to be about, or what are you going to show or anything? Or
I guess I'll have to come back.
Okay, we'll have to reveal it later.
Yes.
So cool. And then are you in the video, Antoine, or are you?
I will be for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You for sure?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I really want him to be part of it because he inspires me a lot, especially for this song. And you know, I built myself to be a strong person, but it's another thing to have a strong partner by your side.
Yeah, and then so this song. So how long did it take you to write the song?
So it took 3 years. I wrote it at first on a beat, like a type beat on YouTube here in LA, and then I found my producer for the album, Gary Wide in Montreal. Shout out to Gary Wide and Betty Carey.
Okay.
And he's the one who did the instrumentals for almost my whole album.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, and the song Dragon, I found the original piece of Dragon is on YouTube. So it's actually called Dragon.
Okay.
So when I found it, that's Astoria Boulevard. So shout out to Astoria Boulevard. He's a producer from, I think, L.A. or the U.S. for sure.
Awesome.
So Dope beat.
Is there any other shout outs you'd like to give? Because we're about to wrap up the show.
Dope beat. Good night. YouTube, Dragon. And yeah, we're here also for two shows. So on the 3rd, November 3rd and November 10th, I'm giving two shows downtown.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're actually in concert.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm inviting you right now.
Awesome. Wait, what are the shows?
3rd, Friday the 3rd of November and Friday the 10th of November.
Awesome. And how can people, people could find out more information about yourself in general by one more time.
Yeah. Pascal, I am.
Pascal
on Instagram.
I am on Instagram.
Yeah, Pascal.im.
Pascal.im. And then Antoine, how could people? Oh yeah, you got hacked.
Unfortunately, yeah, okay. I'm out of IG.
You have websites or anything or no? Not yet.
What?
Facebook? You just on Facebook?
Yeah, but who's on Facebook nowadays?
We are.
I'm still on Facebook.
You're on Facebook.
But so and then the correct spelling of your name one more time.
Antoine.Boutin.
Yes.
But that's if you're on Instagram. Dot.
Yeah.
So take off the dot. Yeah.
Take off the dot.
Yeah. We're really kind. Don't worry.
B-O-U-T-I-N.
All right. So well, ultimately, the show is about inspiring others. I mean, unfortunately, like I said, hopefully we come back. We got to wrap up again. I know we told you guys in the beginning it's gonna be short. It's normally we have a longer show, but again, this stuff happens. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yes. Sorry, Tyrone.
Yeah, it's okay. But like you said, but we at least got to play your song, put it out there. People could maybe it's a tease for people to want to find out more information about
you.
Again, she's been on before, and again, it's been a couple years, but it's great to have her back. And we kind of gave you a tease of her, so hopefully, maybe she comes back and we'll talk more. But again, so for now, check out Dragon. It's on Spotify.
Yes.
They're working on the music video and then other music. She's got great music. She has Make Me Feel Alive. And they could find that. The music video is out there.
Make Me Feel Alive, Pascal, on YouTube for the music video.
And then, so yeah, check her out. And then any website or no? Just social media?
Not yet. We're working on actually our websites to make it more official for people to find. So yeah.
Cool. And then really quickly, this show obviously is about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, maybe become a, you know, you know, singer or just, you know, actress or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah, well, recently I've been talking to a lot of the younger generation, and I had the time to speak to the parents as well, because I was hosting a show, being a judge. And the thing I ended up saying out of the blue was to, because I know it discourages many parents to announce, you know, get announced by their child, I want to be a actor, a singer, an artist. And I think if I would have gone back in time, maybe I would come up with a plan keep my plan A, being an artist, and arrive with a concrete plan with your parents. Like, we don't know what's going to work when, obviously, but give me a timeline of that. I work hard on my studies or whatever job I have to do, but please give me time to work on my other stuff too, to make it work. And by that time, I want to make my artist plan, whatever that is, a priority, on either until you make it or, but you know, a plan always help.
Yeah.
So, obviously never get discouraged, because, you know, I took the right lane and I listened to my parents first and it didn't work out. I still ended up to do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
So going back in time, I just think I would have gotten right in.
Okay.
And I think that would be
to go quicker. Go
quicker towards what you like, because either you'll end up going back to that lane or regretting it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome. And Antoine? Yes. Your pronunciation, one word, Antoine Boutin.
Yeah.
Boutin.
It's pretty French, right?
Okay.
Antoine Boutin,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Antoine.
Antoine.
Hey,
Antoine. That's it.
Hey,
exactly.
Antoine. Hey, Paijano. That's all it is. Hey, do you mind if I go? Hey, Paijano.
That's
hey.
Perfect.
Hey, you Italian.
That
hey.
Works.
Hey, how he's doing? Hey,
yes,
hey, like hey, Antoine. So that's Antoine. Right. So.
Yeah.
I got a lot of Italian fans that always go, hey, how he's doing?
Hey, Antoine.
Hey, Antoine, come over here. How's your cousins? Okay, so Antoine, she gave some inspiring words of wisdom. Any inspirational messages that you could give for people that want to maybe become an actor or just, you know, follow their dreams in general?
Definitely. I'm looking at her these past months and years, and she's the most working, hard people that I know. So
you mean hardworking people?
Yeah, hardworking. Yeah,
hard people. Is she physically hard?
Yeah. I have scales.
She's
like,
she's
the most hardworking person.
Yeah, hardworking. Her quote is "Work don't lie," but she's always on the move, always on the grind. So I'll say, just work hard. Hard work pays off. You definitely get what you put in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool. And then obviously we want to support you. And then any projects you got coming up, maybe, or anything you can talk about?
I've got like a publicity back in Montreal that will play before the hockey games. I don't know if you watch hockey a little bit.
You mean hockey or
hockey?
Like the H-O-C-K-E-Y?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hockey. Maybe it's a new sport.
Hockey.
I go, I've never heard of hockey, but you said it's hockey.
Hockey. Yeah.
Okay.
Hockey with a puck and a stick.
I go, wow, what's
and
hockey?
Ice on ice.
Okay. So you play hockey?
Yeah, no, I've done...
you do publicity for
them? Yeah, a publicity for, before the hockey games.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there soon, but right now it's about that, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And then they can check you out, but you don't have social media.
That's
you will
it,
see
so.
Him on TV, oh,
yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do more television or film?
I'll do film. Definitely film, yeah.
Who what actors do you want to work with? Let's put it out there.
I want to work with... I'll say Tom Hardy right now.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
And one of your good friends, Leo.
Oh.
Goat. Awesome. Definitely.
And then anyone you want to work with?
Cillian Murphy, actually.
Cillian Murphy.
You too,
oh,
I know.
Yes,
he loves Cillian Murphy as well.
Definitely.
Leo, for
you're
sure.
Right. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Again, so, well, Valerie, I know we got to wrap up, but I want to say thank you for coming. Again, check it out. Most importantly, check out her song, Dragon, on Spotify, coming out with the music video soon.
Yes.
And then you can check her out on
Pascal.iam, but
Pascal. Wait, what is it?
Pascal.iam.
Oh, Pascal.iam.
On ice.
Okay. So it's Pascal, Pascale.iam.
Yes.
check her out, and can't wait to see that music video. And then Antoine, best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
And hope that, you know, maybe he'll come back as well. And again, check him out again when he gets the socials back.
Yeah. It will.
You can talk to me. I'll talk to him.
Well, God bless you guys all again. Dragon, and again, that's the song's Dragon. Check it out. It's Valerie Pascal. I thank you. God bless you. It was great seeing you. And Antoine, great meeting you here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us. Great guest host for the minimal time that we had.
Really grateful to be here.
Thanks for waiting for us, guys.
Well, God bless you guys all again. I want to say thank you, for everyone that's tuned into the show. God bless you guys all. I always appreciate all your guys' listenership. Love you guys all. And we like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye.